Trust that all of you had a wonderful weekend. Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Pires, calling over from the studios of www.goforgold.lk with plenty of sporting news because of the long weekend. Headline news is that Sri Lanka men and women have been crowned as champions of the Central South Asian 7-a-side rugby tournament concluded yesterday at Uzbekistan. The men have beaten India by 31 points to 10, while the lassies have beaten Kazakhstan by 27 points to no score. So Sri Lanka crowned as champions both in the men and the women's version. And in cricket, of course, Royal Challengers Bangalore and Gujarat Titans are the first two teams to qualify for the playoffs. But then let me start off today with school rugby news, which is pretty interesting. Right, yesterday at Palakkale, Royal College were given a scare by Kingswood when they ultimately won the game by 13 points to 6. The try coming at the very last moment. Royal got their points with 2 tries and 1 penalty after being led by 6 points to 5 at the breather. Kingswood could not cross the line. They had lots of opportunities, but sadly, they lacked the finishing touches. Up at Nithavala, St. Anthony's College, Katukastota, in a Group 2 match, got the better of Lumbini in a tight fixture, won by 31 points to 25 after leading 19-10 at the breather. The Antonians, 5 tries, 3 conversions. Lumbini, 3 tries, 2 conversions and 2 penalties. Here in Colombo at Mount Lavinia, Science got the better of Thurston after they led 19 points to 14 at the breather. And at the long whistles, Science 26, Thurston 14, correction. Science won the game by 4 tries and 2 conversions, while Thurston, surprisingly, 2 tries and 2 conversions, and then went scoreless in the second half. Let's stay with school rugby at the moment. We all know in the cup segments, Trinity College Kandy, Isipathana, Wesley and St. Peter's have qualified. Talking to our rugby analyst, Spencer Leon, he's of the view that the other two teams that can qualify from his viewpoint is St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia and Zahira, because he says the way that Royal played yesterday, they will have to beat the Thomians. They seem to be a team that will struggle against St. Thomas's, because remember, St. Thomas's beat Zaira on Saturday, but Zaira has a very good chance of basically coming into the cup segment because they play against Thurston. So that's what his prediction is. Keep our eyes focused on that. On to cricket news. At Stumps yesterday, Bangladesh versus Pakistan, the second day's play. Pakistan will be disappointed because in reply to Bangladesh's first innings total of 278, the Pakistanis were bowled out for 232. They gave the Bangladeshis a lead of 46. That was a poor show. Babar Azam made 68 and Sajid Khan 38. But look at the bowling figures of Bangladesh. Nahid Rana, the seamer, 3 for 60. Tajul Islam took 3 for 67. And Taskeen Ahmed, the seamer, 2 for 37. And Mehdi Hassan also got among the wickets, the spinner, 2 for 21. At Stumps, Bangladesh were 110 for 3 in their second essay. And they now lead by 165 runs. Manimal Joy, who opened batting, top scored with 58. So that particular test match, the second test match, is definitely heading towards a result. Great news. Right, now then, let's focus on cricket. Royal Challengers Bangalore went in with lots of hopes yesterday against Punjab Kings, and they did not let their fans down as they beat PBKS by 23 runs and became the first team to qualify for the playoffs. A look at the main scores. Royal Challengers Bangalore 222 for 4 in their allotted 20 overs. Venkatesh Iyer made 73, Virat Kohli 58, and Padikar 45. Harpreet Bore, 2 for 38, the left-arm spinner, was the only bowler who impressed for PBKS. Sadly, PBKS looked composed at one stage, but lost the ploy when they were ultimately restricted to 199 for 8 wickets, losing the game by 23 runs. Well, I think the only feature in this particular game is that RCB, with this win, are the first team to qualify for the playoffs. Sadly, PBKS did a sterling job, but just couldn't cross the line. Right, in another encounter, the second game, Delhi Capitals surprised Rajasthan Royals when they beat them by 5 wickets. Rajasthan Royals batting first, 193 for 8. Suryavanshi, 46. Juriel made 53 and Parang, 57. Mitchell Starc among the wickets, 4 for 46. And Ingiri, 2 for 24 for Delhi Capitals. And Titwari, always among the wickets, isn't it? He's been very good this season, 2 for 27. Delhi Capitals, with 4 balls to spare, got to the target, 197 for 5. Abhishek Porel, 51. Kehil Rahul, 56. And Akshar Patel, 34, the main contributors. As far as the bowling was concerned, I think Rajasthan Royals will be disappointed. Geoffrey Archer, 2 for 35. Vijay Sharma, 2 for 44. Now then, so far, let's take a look at the teams that have qualified. Here it is. Royal Challengers Bangalore and Gujarat Titans have officially qualified for the playoffs of the IPL, now tagged the Starter IPL 2026. Let me also remind all our listeners that Sunrisers Hyderabad, Punjab Kings occupy third and fourth place, while Chennai Super Kings occupy the fifth place. Rajasthan Royals have slipped down to sixth place, Delhi Capitals to the seventh place, and Kolkata Knight Riders to the eighth place. Now, according to the calculations, mathematically, all these teams I made mention of, that's SRH, PBKS, Chennai Super Kings, Rajasthan Royals, Delhi Capitals, and KKR, have a mathematical chance of qualifying for the playoffs, which will consist of just 4 teams. RCB and Gujarat Titans, and like I made mention, have already qualified. I hope that's clear. The game coming up today is the Southern battle in the IPL, CSK versus SRH. Now, this is a very vital match. The winner will take closer orders to qualifications. Don't forget to watch the match. It's scheduled to start at 7:30. And some of the games coming up today in cricket is that Sri Lanka women will take on the visiting New Zealand women, the A team of both countries, playing in the third ODI. Let's hope Mother Nature gives these teams an opportunity to showcase their talent. Let me wind up with football news from Old Trafford. Manchester United have got the better of Nottingham Forest by 3-2, and they retain their spot as the number 3 team in the English league this year, and Nottinghamshire are placed at number 16. Well, that's it from me and Luckett Peters this morning. I hope you did enjoy all that we had to share with you on our podcast. I know we had plenty of news. See you again tomorrow at the same time with more of the latest. And of course, let's spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure. Have a blessed Monday. Bye for now.